Okay, Mishnah Dalin. We discussed that when you see the new moon, you're supposed to come to Beis Din. You're supposed to go running to Beis Din, the Sanhedrin that's in the Beis Hamikdash, and you're supposed to let them know that we saw the new moon. And it's going to be based on your testimony that Beis Din can ultimately be Mekadesh the new month. So the question is, though, what happens if you're taking a walk on a Friday night and you see the new moon? Are you allowed to come running to Beis Din on Shabbos or not? Now, what would be the problem? So the potential issue would be, let's say, something like Tchum Shabbos. Literally, the boundaries of Shabbos. We know that you're not supposed to go to outside of 2,000 amos of your residence of civilization on Shabbos. So the question is, are you allowed to compromise on Shabbos? For example, are you allowed to compromise on Tchum Shabbos in order to come running to Beis Din to be Mekadesh to testify about the new moon? So the Mishnah says, Al Shnei Chadash Mechalel L'Nesa Shabbos. It is for 2 months of the year that you're allowed to be Mechalel Shabbos, you're allowed to desecrate Shabbos, you're allowed to compromise on Shabbos, for example, to leave Tchum Shabbos, in order to give testimony in Beis Din about the new moon. Al Nisan Fel Tishrei. For Nisan and for Tishrei, Shabbahena Shluchim Yotan L'Suria, for it is on those months that the messengers are dispatched by Beis Din and they go out to Suria, to Syria, and from there to all the Jews in Chutz La'aretz. Ubehen Mesaknin Esemodos, and it's with those months, it's through those months, through Nisan and through Tishrei, that we are Mesakin, we dictate when the Modos, when the Yom Tovim, are going to be coming out. Now, the confusing thing about this point is that, yes, it is true that Nisan, when we know when Rosh Chodesh Nisan is, we're going to know when Pesach is, and we're going to know when Shavuos is. And when you know when Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is, you're going to know when Yom Kippur is, and when Sukkot is. The problem over here is that in the previous Mishnah, we said that there were 6 months for which the Shluchim were dispatched by Beis Din in order to go inform everybody of when Rosh Chodesh was. And we went through, we said Nisan for Pesach, Av for Tisha B'Av, Ella for Rosh Hashanah, etc. So what happened over here, that in this Mishnah we're saying that there are only 2 months of the year that the messengers are dispatched by Beis Din to inform everybody of when Rosh Chodesh is. So the simple understanding that's suggested by Labali HaTosfos is that there's a difference between these 2 months and all the other months of the year. You see, when it comes to all the other months of the year, let's say going into the night of the 30th day, the moon is pretty visible, and it's pretty clear. There's a pretty solid chance that Beis Din are going to be Mekadesh, the new moon, tomorrow. Question is, can the Shluchim get a head start by nighttime? Can they do they have to wait for the Beis Din to declare the new moon, to declare the new month, to declare when Rosh Chodesh is going to be, and only after they hear that Beis Din were Mekadesh, the new moon, the new month, that's when the Shluchim can be dispatched to go inform everybody. So that's the difference between the previous Mishnah and this Mishnah. For any other month, with the exception of Nisan and Tishrei, the Shluchim can get a head start. If it's pretty clear, if there's a pretty solid chance that Sanhedrin are going to be Mekadesh, the new moon, on the 30th day, so the Shluchim can get a head start the night going into the 30th. But for the months of Nisan and Tishrei, these are such significant months because we have to know definitively when the Yom Tovim are going to come out. So the Shluchim are going to be dispatched. That's true, they're going to be dispatched to everywhere to let everybody know. But more importantly, there are going to be months that we have to know when to be Mesakin the Modos, and therefore, they're not going to be able to get that head start. When the Beis Hamikdash was standing, Mechalelin Af Al Kulan, they could be Mechal Shabbos. The Edim who want to come and testify can desecrate, can compromise on Shabbos for all the months of the year. Why? Because of the carbon, because of the fixing of the carbon, the institution of the carbon. What carbon are we talking about? Because we know that every day there was a tamid brought in the morning and tamid brought in the afternoon in the Beis Hamikdash, but on Rosh Chodesh there was an additional carbon called the carbon musaf that they brought. And so in order to be able to bring the carbon musaf, you had to know exactly when Kiddush HaKodesh was, so you'd be allowed to come and compromise on Shabbos as an aid in order to testify in court so that they know to bring the carbon musaf. Now, what is important to note over here is that there are two groups of potential candidates who would be Mechal Shabbos. The first one is the Edim who want to come and testify about the new month. The second are the Shluchim being dispatched. So just to be clear, the Shluchim cannot compromise on Shabbos in order to go inform everybody of when the new month is. when Rosh Chodesh is. It's only the Edom that we're talking about who can compromise on Shabbos in order to testify in Sanhedrin when they saw the new month. Okay, so just to speak out very briefly, what we're saying in this Mishnah is that there are 2 months for which the Edom, who the prospective Edom who saw the new moon, are allowed to come and compromise on Shabbos, for example, to leave Tchum Shabbos in order to come to Sanhedrin in order to testify. Those months are Nisan and Tishrei, because those are the most critical ones that translate into when the Modos are, when Pesach, when Shavuos, when Sukkot, when Yom Kippur are. And it's specifically for those months that we allow the Edom to come and compromise on Shabbos. However, when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, then the Edom could compromise on Shabbos for all the months. Why? So that they would know when to bring the Korban Moseh.